This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio.
In a moment here.
I mean, how do you not? What a just an incredible, incredible album.
Fun beat.
We're still waiting for Detox. It'll happen.
You think?
No. I don't know. At this point, no, I don't. But then, I don't know, maybe like next Wednesday it just drops, you know? And then we just have this incredible 20-song album of the last 25 years of Dr. Dre just perfecting it.
Oh, man.
Maybe because he's done other stuff. Yeah. Like, he's made soundtracks and other projects and stuff since then. But, yeah, I mean, I think we've all kind of given up on waiting for that.
You know, it was so funny. I saw it this morning, and I don't know if you have you seen it, but over in Cannes, you seen Denzel about to fight the paparazzi?
No,
like,
I see it.
Like, I saw this clip this morning, and there Cannes Festival, or Cannes Festival, however you want to call it, and it's him and Spike Lee and all of them hanging out, and all of a sudden, damn, Denzel went like training day.
Really?
On some damn paparazzi.
What did they do?
I don't know. Because all you see is Denzel flip back with that look. And like, don't you ever put your hands on me. I was like, damn, who made Denzel mad? Denzel went into movie character.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Because every time you see him, like sometimes he'll answer a question and make the interviewer feel stupid.
Yes.
Because it was a stupid question.
Yes.
And he puts them in their place.
Yes.
But he does it in such like a calm,
yes,
like,
yes,
somebody's dad,
yes,
professorial way, yeah, and then you feel even dumber than you would have if he would have yelled at you.
Right.
Huh. So
yeah,
he snapped, huh?
Yeah, Denzel,
I love it.
Denzel with Alonzo on.
Hey, man. Sometimes you snap.
Damn, Denzel.
Sometimes you snap. All right, so a lot of basketball over the next 20 minutes or so, as Ryan Howard from the Atlanta Dream is going to join us in about 15 minutes as they get set to take on Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever tonight. They got him again later this week. Also, a little home-and-home action. They're 0-1 on the season. Season just began over the weekend. So we'll talk to Ryan Howard about what they expect this season. We'll get into some conference finals conversation in just a minute as well, as the Western Conference Finals start tonight. But let me run this theory by you.
Let me hear it.
As it relates to the Hawks presidential search. And then that'll be that. We'll wait. And if they hire a guy, cool. We'll talk about him and cover it. If they just do what seems like they're going to do and just stand pat, fine, and that'll be that. But, like, you know, this has been going on for a month, so there really isn't anything new to say. I'm just trying to round up what they've done. It feels like they have three options that they're interested in. One of them is Giannis, and they should be interested in Giannis. That seems like a good idea.
Yes.
Giannis is a great player, and he's available this summer, it feels like. It feels like Giannis is leaving Milwaukee.
Yeah, because I'm assuming if what the reports are, he's meeting with them this week.
Right.
Yes.
And look, I don't know what you say from their perspective.
Can you give us a year?
Exactly. Which, if that's the pitch, then the answer is no.
Like,
I'm sorry. I can't be patient. I'm 30. But the Danny Ferry thing kind of says Giannis, because he's the GM that was the most in on Giannis in the process, like in the draft. They were going to get him if they didn't fire Larry Drew and he goes to Milwaukee and tells him how much Atlanta loves him. He stayed at Danny Ferry's house when he visited to work out. Like, that's a relationship.
Yep.
So that says that to me. There was also a rumor that they were interested in Giannis's agent as a GM.
Okay.
Like, or as the president of basketball operations. Like, that, you know, like, that's obvious. Like, that's can't be any more telegraphed than, okay, we hired this guy so we can get Giannis, right?
Okay.
Right? Okay, so that's one path,
okay,
which I would support. Like, I think that's a really good idea. Problem would be if you go down that path and then somehow don't get him, because there's no guarantee. Just because you hire his friend doesn't mean you're going to get the guy.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Okay, path two is the Toronto guy, Ujiri, right? Mm-hmm. You know what he's done in both of his stops? I know he's still in Toronto, but that to me feels like the, if we need to move Trey this summer because that's the direction of the franchise, this is the guy to do it. He traded Carmelo in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was, mm-hmm. And got pretty good return for him. He traded DeMar DeRozan in Toronto, mm-hmm. like, and obviously got a championship mm-hmm. in return for him.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's not afraid.
He's not afraid. Right. And also he's done it and succeeded in doing it. Right. So he's the guy that you hire if you're like, all right, franchise pivot. We got to move on from a franchise cornerstone. He's done it before. He knows how to handle it, and he gets a good return for
it. That's the thing about it, the return, because those moves were big, but you got damn Kawhi Leonard, yep. one of them. And then you got a whole bunch of nice pieces. Mm-hmm. Now, none of those players that came over for Melo were as good as Melo.
Nope. But, and no one who you get for Trey is going to be as good as
exactly. Trey. But obviously, Kawhi is better than DeRozan. So, I mean, you make that move.
But it was a short term. Luckily, you capitalized on your window.
Oh,
and
he
left.
And he had to. And because there was no way Kawhi was staying.
No.
If he won the championship, ain't staying. He damn sure, if that ball don't fall in and don't be having Joel Embiid crying.
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
Then he definitely, yeah. He wasn't staying no matter what.
He wasn't staying no matter what.
Yeah, but you got championship. So,
yeah.
Cool. It worked, mm-hmm. right? And then option three is you do nothing and do nothing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Run
it back, throw some money at people this summer, you know, hope Jalen Johnson stays healthy. Like that's
a lot that hope that it's a lot that rides on the hope for a player that doesn't stay healthy.
Yeah. Like there's a lot that rides on hope for a player that doesn't stay healthy and throw money at free agents when you've never had success getting free agents here.
Exactly.
Like that's a tough path.
Mm-hmm.
The other two I you know, you can wrap your head around the other two, right? The third one is like, okay, so we're just nothing then? Okay.
Well, I mean, it might have to come down to that. But meaning that, what's this? The NBA is it's unlike any other major leagues kind of because players have so much control. Like Giannis does not have a no trade clause.
Right.
Meaning,
but he's going to pick his spot.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's the kind of power that these individuals carry, mainly because they're like, okay, if I come, I'm only going to be here for a certain amount of years. I don't want to be here. And so the biggest thing for any team to get Giannis is get Giannis to extend his contract. You know what I mean? Because he has two and a player, I think, on this current deal. Want to be able to sell the fan base, or maybe you're trying to add some other pieces to go with it. Be like, okay.
Or maybe Giannis is like, hey, I'll come. Show me.
Yeah.
Like, because Milwaukee's tapped.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to work here.
No.
I'll come to Atlanta, play with Trey for a year, and then we'll see how it goes.
Because that was the thing
and
with Siakam. That was the thing with Siakam.
Exactly.
Siakam went to Indiana. There was no guarantee.
Right.
Had 1 year left on his contract. Enjoyed
they
it.
Went to the East Finals.
Yeah.
He liked his fit, mm-hmm. and they signed him to an extension.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I always like that. Like, I feel like it's a gamble, but sometimes you have to make gambles.
Right.
Like, because Indiana was a good team, but they weren't going to the East Finals last year, this year without Pascal Siakam.
Right.
They got nice pieces, but you have to add that last really big piece in order to make that leap. Like, the Hawks are where they've been for years. They have to add someone who's as good as or better than Trey to make a leap.
Mm-hmm.
Or tear it all down, try to go back to ground zero and start over, which would suck. But
right.
at least, you know, you could another that would be another philosophy that you would kind of understand. Like, I don't know. The further away you get from those early rumors of Danny Ferry and some of the other names feels like if they were going to do it, they would have done it by now. The Ujiri thing was last week, right? He still works for Toronto, so mm-hmm. it's not like he's unemployed.
And it's like he's been like rumored for leaving for a few years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird because he hasn't. Like he still works there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like the Miles Turner of front office
guys. I like it.
And then door number three is Stan Pat and, you know. That also seems like the most likely that Trey is either extended or not moved.
Would Stan Pat make it seem like those guys you're talking about didn't want a job?
Yeah, to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, nah, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I don't want this.
Because some of the, like, you know, Ujiri has a job.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an easier one to say. It's like, already, I like my job. Yeah. I like it up here. We're good.
But my thing, if I'm Toronto, why are you interviewing for the jobs?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, and then you go back to the Giannis thing. It's like, if I'm Giannis, I'm gonna want to do a sign and trade because you know what I'm eligible for this summer?
Yeah.
The big daddy, mm-hmm. the big max. So I'm going to sign and trade. Yeah, let me get, because, you know, we talk about the bird rights and all that other crap. Giannis wants to win. Now, he wants his bread. He'll come for this amount. No, Giannis wants his bread. Giannis is one of the best players in the NBA, and he wants to be given the bread that shows that.
Yeah, that's why that option, like that idea of heavily pursuing that, to me is the right thing to do. Like, Giannis is a top five player in the league. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how long he will be because he's 30, so, I mean, eventually it's going to break down a little bit, but he's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the ticket to being a champion, mm-hmm. or at least being in the conference finals, in the NBA finals, and have a chance at a championship.
He swings organizations.
You don't do it without it.
No.
Like, you can't, like, except for kind of the Pacers, because they don't have one of those guys. The other, I would say Brunson is close to one of those guys, but not quite either. Like, but those situations are kind of weird. The East just got weird this year, mm-hmm. right? Like, because obviously the Celtics have it, and I don't know, the Cavs maybe do a little bit, but I mean, Ant-Man and SGA are two of the 10 best players in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis is one of those guys. You can't really do it without him.
Yeah.
Because to me, those are the teams that are going to win a championship this year.
I just always put in a different category of all NBA players, mainly more first-team all NBA players. Mm-hmm. Those are the guys that you look to get you to the point. They need help around them. It's not call it, you know, because Giannis is still one of the best players, and he did what he did Giannis stuff this year. He did Giannis things, had a Giannis type year, but yet they couldn't get out of the first round.
Yeah.
You know? And so when you look at it from there, you still have got to have that other star to go with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to have other guys. So, because the one thing with Giannis that you got to have, you got to have shooting. You got to have shooting around Giannis. Mm-hmm. All right, we understand that part about it. The dude is going to bring it every single night. He's a guy who plays both sides, both, you know, everything like that. But you got to get stuff with him.
Because as much as things have changed in the NBA as far as, like, maybe the big three era being over, you still have to have one of those guys to win. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be the seventh straight year there's a different NBA champion, but go back the last six, Celtics, Tatum, and Brown.
Mm-hmm.
But, they have one of those guys. The Nuggets, Jokic.
Mm-hmm.
Warriors, Steph. And mm-hmm. Steph went Steph in that series.
He damn sure did.
Bucks, Giannis. Yes. Lakers, LeBron.
Yes.
Raptors that year with Kawhi. Like, you don't – there's just aren't the Pistons. Like, you just don't have those.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's what the Pacers and Knicks kind of are. Like, they're good teams of collections of good players. But the Thunder and the Wolves have the dude.
They have a guy.
The championship-winning dude.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? Maybe they'll beat each other up so much, and when they get to the championship, one of those other teams knocks them off. But those are the ones I like. Whoever wins the West, I think, wins the championship.
I agree.
Starts tonight?
It starts. Oh, SGA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The blue, yeah, you know how much I hate OKC's now, like the blue seat, the all blue shirts and everything. Yeah. It's so rad.
Think how pretty it would be if it was green and gold.
Well, you got a green and gold shirt on today.
I'm trying to live vicariously or whatever. I don't know what I'm
saying.
They
did say that they won a championship this morning.
They did. They didn't. They're lying. Don't lie to people on TV. Ryan Howard's going to join us next from the Atlanta Dream. We'll get to the back page with Bo after that. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.